Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm sure many of you went to the cinema this weekend to see the new Devil Wears Prada 2 movie. If you did, you likely spotted some very stylish outfits, including gloves by Irish designer Paula Rowan, who is with me in studio today. Paula, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's a big achievement. Tell us, how did this come about?
So this is kind of my reputation has been growing internationally over the last few years. My gloves are, I've been in business 18 years. So this has not just happened overnight.
Yeah.
My gloves are featured in Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Vanity Fair, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, an awful lot of international luxury magazines.
Major international publications by the sounds of it.
So as a result, a lot of stylists and photographers would know my work.
Yeah.
Just after COVID, I designed a range of gloves for Lady Gaga for that movie House of Gucci. And then the following year,
I'm putting them on. So they're a four finger glove.
They're actually fingers. So they were worn by Lady Gaga and Doshi in the runway video, which is the part of the official soundtrack to the movie.
It's amazing.
Lady Gaga.
You can type with them, most importantly.
You can use your finger. You can swipe on your phone. So it's perfect. You didn't have to take them off. So that very much is an accessory about accentuating the hand. So I had designed a range for Lady Gaga for her world tour as well. And over the last kind of 5 years, I have been getting more celebrity placements. And last year I received a call about The Devil Wears Prada, which obviously for anyone in fashion, that is very much the pinnacle.
Yeah.
That's the holy grail.
Tell me how a call like that comes about. Who rings you?
I work with PR in London. So they would have received the request over there. And then I got a list of what was actually required. So initially the stock is sent over. I think that was about 100 pairs. And then it's culled down as they decide what they need or what they don't need. And then generally speaking, the team holds on to a number of pieces and then they decide. So it's all last minute because there's an editing room at the end of the day. So you never actually know what's going to feature and what's not. So it's been a really nice.
So do you send them loads of samples in different colours and maybe
they
materials?
Request.
Oh, so they'll
request.
Tell you what they want.
No, you don't send. They request. They ask you for what specifically they're looking for. So I got a list of different colours and different styles, different sizes. So you can't just send pieces in. They're specifically asking you. So yeah, very, very, very important moment because I suppose this really signifies the relevance of my brand. It has positioned me with some of the world, the top tier really of luxury fashion. So when you think of the other brands that are in the movie, there's Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Celine, some of the world's best known brands, and now Paul Rowan, which is wonderful.
It's a massive achievement for you. I've got in studio here as well. So these are the long gloves that are worn in the movie.
They are the Montserrat. They are worn by Emily Blunt. So I'm sure people have seen the posters, the promotional posters, which were all over the city. There were some life-sized ones in the window of Brian Thomas over the last week or two. And they are the pair that Emily Blunt is wearing. They are the 12 buttonhole Montserrat.
Oh,
and she's also wearing them in the movie,
they're
a funeral
so
scene.
Soft.
The gloves are all tanned and dyed naturally. So as a result, they feel like a second skin.
And these gloves go basically right up your arm.
Those ones are 16 buttonhole, meaning 16 inches from the wrist of the arm. And then there's a slightly shorter version there as well, the 12 buttonhole. So I do various different lengths. I do, within my collection, I have about 250 pieces in up to 50 different colours. So it's not a case that everything just comes in black. We have lots to choose from. And there's classical to avant-garde style. So there's really plenty to choose from. And I think that's really part of the reason why I end up working with so many of celebrity stylists and appearing in so many magazines.
So Emily Blunt, as you say, in the cover of Runway, wearing your gloves as part of the promotional footage for the Devil Wears Prada 2 new movie. Are many Irish people now looking at this and thinking, hang on, I need these gloves. I mean,
not just here in Ireland, I'm hoping that's globally.
Yeah. But are those kind of the 16 inch long, like the long gloves up your arms? How common are they to wear in Ireland beyond the sort of typical, maybe, you know, I don't know, red carpet style event?
People are starting to use them more because with an outfit, with a length like that, you can either ruche the glove down. So it's ruched at the end of your arm. So that creates a cuff. Or if you have a shorter sleeve in your coat And I think we're seeing them more and more on the runway, in the movies. So as a result, they've become less of a piece just for an occasion and more of a piece that you will use aside from a black tie event.
The Lady Gaga little mini gloves.
The thing.
That I have on here in my hand. How did that come about, that feature?
So I had actually forgotten about this. So that sounds, I would be incredibly busy. And a request came in probably 2 months ago for gloves for Lady Gaga and Doechii for the runway soundtrack, yeah, which is the official track to the movie. I had forgotten all about this because there are constantly projects happening. And I need to stay grounded on everything. Mm. So you don't necessarily know whether something's going to land or whether something isn't. So when I saw the video the other day, I made a call and just to confirm that they were definitely mine.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga is actually wearing two other pairs in the movie as well. She's wearing a pair of our Stephanie and she's wearing a pair of Montserrat also.
Wow.
So it's great. Well, this is about the fourth time I've worked with Lady Gaga, so, which is wonderful.
Does she continue to wear the gloves off set or off stage? I mean, have you ever seen her pictured in any magazines or photo shoots ever since wearing them?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Like, there was one piece I did for her, which was for her stage in Las Vegas. So that was like a very theatrical piece. I would recognise if she wore it again. So I haven't seen her wear that one, but I know she wore it in Las Vegas all right. The little fingers, I think we'll probably see her wearing those again, yes.
They're brilliant. They're very cute. Who would you love to style or dress, or who would you love to see wear your gloves?
So many. It was Zendaya. I think she's amazing. I think she's absolutely fantastic. You've put me on the spot here.
Well, over the years, I'm sure Lady Gaga isn't the first major celebrity.
No,
that
I've
you've
had
come across.
Taylor Swift. I've had Kate Blanchett. I've had Beyonce, Rihanna. So I've done a lot of kind of red carpet and editorial features with these people. So it's been, I think, you know, part of the reason for this, Andrea, is that I have very much specialised in gloves. I haven't deviated onto other products, really. It's literally just gloves. So I've become known as the go-to for gloves. The stylists and photographers that I work with seem very happy with my designs. They really understand how my gloves work. Because for me, when I'm designing, I'm thinking about how a glove is going to work on the hand and arm. It's not just about a glove to keep you warm. This is, as far as I'm concerned, a piece of clothing for the hand. I've been very, very fortunate with those that have worn my gloves over the years.
It's incredible. I know Taylor Swift, I remember
Thank
that
you.
At the time. Is that 2 years ago? It is, isn't it? That she was
that
here for the
Eras
tour.
That was 2 years ago, yeah. Unfortunately, it was really cold that June. So that's actually how that came
it
about.
It worked about.
I'm the only person in this country that's delighted when the weather is cold.
Yeah, because everyone's looking for gloves.
I benefit from it.
Is Kate Middleton another one of your?
She is indeed. That was about 3 years ago. And I've done work for a Norwegian princess as well, so it's gradually growing. But as I say, I've been in business 18 years, so this is by no means
not
an overnight success. But I'm quite proud of the fact that this has started from my shop on the Westbury Mall here in Dublin. It's grown over time, but it's a very enjoyable business.
It's
like
amazing.
Any business, it's hard work, but it's an enjoyable business, and it's great to see the hard work paying off.
Listeners wondering about the materials that you use, because I talked about how kind of the soft feel of them, but how difficult is that to source now in kind of today's climate? Or
they are ethically sourced Ethiopian lambskins, and they've been tanned and dyed primarily with natural oils and waxes. So as a result, they literally feel like a second skin. Each pair of gloves takes 3 to 4 months to produce. They're made by master craftsmen in the south of Italy, in Naples. And these people make for Gucci, Prada, Dior. They make for all the luxury brands that I mentioned earlier. Each, as I say, takes three to four months to produce. So this is by no means fast fashion.
No. Yeah. You must have been very proud watching the movie. I'm assuming
I was on the edge of my seat looking out for gloves. And I had I had a friend of mine, Barbara Stack, beside me. And every time we were in the Stella, so there's a bit of a gap between the seats, but I was trying to elbow
her every time.
So
time you spotted them. Oh, it's absolutely
I'll be going
fantastic.
To see it again.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, it's great. And it's a lovely success story, Paul. I really appreciate you popping in today with the
Thank
gloves.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, to
Thank
chat
you.
To us here on Lunchtime Live. Paula Rowan, there, a glove designer, as you said, based in the Westbury Mall in Dublin. Thanks so much, Paula, for your time here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.